That was the worst way to introduce my homily, by messing up the last lines, because it's based on humility. Anyway, we'll fight through, won't we? Thanks, Coop, for that not so boisterous introduction there, mate. The picture you have today from the parable, and it is just a story that Jesus uses, where he takes individuals and he uses them to represent persons and personalities, as I said at the beginning of Mass, and attitudes as well. So the two attitudes or the two personalities are the Pharisee and the tax collector. The Pharisee represents those who put themselves above everybody else. They think that they are greater. The tax collector today, who is known because of his profession to be somebody who was despised amongst the community, he knew that he was in a hard place. And so we have one person who thought they were great, professing their greatness, and we have one person who knew that they were a sinner, to use biblical language, and professed his sinfulness. So you have one trying to raise himself up and the other who won't even lift his head. And it highlights in our society, and even in our church and even in ourselves as individuals, the imbalance that often exists. Those who come into, say, the sacred place of the church and place themselves above everybody else. There is an attitude of that that sometimes comes through. Sometimes it's in us. It's amazing the things that I hear as a priest very often, how judgmental people are of those who are in the pews around them. Also, I have heard over my nearly 34 years of priesthood, the number of people that say to me, oh no, they won't go to the church, they won't go near the church because it's full of hypocrites. So people on the outside, as it were, who could well be on the inside, make a judgment call against those that are at least trying. Most of us are in the middle somewhere, between the Pharisee and the tax collector. We struggle with it, but we're mostly around about the middle. But people who judge others and use others as their excuse not to come in the presence of God, that is a great weakness. And on the other extreme, we have those that say that they won't come because they feel they're just not worthy. It's taking the tax collector and stretching his attitude or his personality even further, which is also unhealthy. So the extremes, as you know, they exist in all of our lives in many ways. The middle line or the middle balance that we're looking for is to be able to recognise that we are weak and that we are sinful. We make mistakes. We hurt ourselves and we hurt others. We know that. So that's one part. But the other part of it is that I concentrate my relationship firstly on knowing myself, who I am, knowing my relationship with God, and strengthening that relationship and making it real through other people. There are three dimensions: me, God, and the community, you. That's how spirituality works. How it is lived out in the public forum is how religion works. And religion, it seems to me, very often goes to the Pharisee position and judges others, whereas the spirit or spirituality is not concerned with judgment of others. It's concerned with relationship. And we get that, I think, today between the Pharisee and the tax collector, working out what our relationship is. And firstly, as I say, we have to know ourselves. And the tax collector brings that forward today. He knows that he is a weak man. And that's all he says, is, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner. And he doesn't even raise his head. He addresses God. And in a sense, he knows God. And he knows that God is merciful. The Pharisee, on the other hand, come in and says, I thank God. And then he uses the word I talking about himself, six times, putting himself above everybody else in his world or around him as he sees them. So he makes a judgment. He doesn't pray to God. He praises himself. It's an extreme where people who think because they do good things all the time and then let others know it, they think that that brings them closer to God. When in fact, this parable would say that that's not the case at all. In the first reading, the prayers of the humble pierce the clouds. It's very beautiful. The prayers of the humble pierce the clouds. So the tax collector's words pierced the heavens, we hear this morning, and God hears a person who is humble. In the early 1980s, IBM, which was a big, probably the biggest computer firm in the world at that time, they went through a restructuring and a really inward-focusing view of their leadership and the culture of the organisation. And a lady by the name of James in there invented a word through IBM which is a combination of today's readings. And the word was humbition. It's the clash of humility and ambition. Now, in leadership, it is good to be humble and it is good to have some ambition. But the ambition must not come at the expense of other people. And in the gospel language, ambition, if you like, becomes servant leadership. The task of the humble leader is to actually bend low and wash the feet of others, the beautiful image that we get on Holy Thursday. It's a little bit playful using the word ambition, but we all should have an ambition to come closer to God, to come closer to each other, and to know myself. That should be our ambition. And we do that in a humble way, recognising the good, the bad, and the ugly that exists in all of us, recognising the Pharisee and the tax collector that is in us. But keep the balance. Don't let one outweigh the other. Try and keep that balance. It's a bit of a struggle. I love the words of Saint Francis of Assisi on this topic. He says, I am what I am before God. Nothing else. Nothing more and nothing less.